Well, Marty, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations to you and your brother for this terrific honor from the Television Academy.
Thanks. It is good.
Well, you two have had
recognized with your from your peers.
You've had such a remarkable career. First of all, let's start with the unique visual style of Sid and Marty Krofft Productions. Is that something that came from the puppeteering history of your family?
Yeah, we were always into colors are everything to us. So, you know, for example, most of our shows, we went in and sold the network on a show not with a script, but with a book, an incredible book of art, showing them what the show was visually. So that was like our pilots at times.
Well,
talking about pilots, we did 20 pilots in our whole career, and we got 19 on the air, and 17 worked. So the batting average is not bad.
Yeah, I would say that's tremendous there. Now, you put obviously a lot of production value into the costumes and into the sets, but the special effects were always quite simple, and that was clearly an intentional decision that you guys made.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes when you don't have enough money, it's a positive. You can spend a ton of money, whether it be on a show or a hotel, and the people in the audience, and they can hate it. So yeah, the look of Krofft is important. And of course, grabbing the kids, you know, with a new form like we had, because it was all animation before, you know, we had to grab them in the first 30 seconds. So our songs were always real good. We always employed songwriters that were great. You know, for example, Charlie Fox, who wrote a song called Killing Me Softly, which I'm sure nobody heard of, but it was right. And he did themes, you know, for Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and on and on. So we would bring in some heavy-duty talent always. And we were lucky enough always to attract them. Of course, now it's a little bit easier because they all grew up on our shows. So if I call Brad Pitt, if I can get him on the phone, he might do a guest shot. So that's, you know, I just had Randy Jackson on Mutton Stuff, we did two specials in the last couple of weeks for Nickelodeon. And that's the show with 23 dogs. So, you know, I had Randy Jackson on one, I had David Arquette on the other. So we do attract, we had the girl, the gymnast, the little girl, I can't think of her name, that won 5 gold medals at the last Olympics. So, you know, we're smart enough to, even if the kids don't know everything we, you know, we put on the show, everyone we put on, I think that, you know, we attract the parents, and they're important to drive little kids. So we've been fairly smart about it.
Well, you sure have. Still making terrific television. You've brought back some of the old series and rebooted those. What do you think has been the secret to the staying power of the Sid and Marty Krofft shows? Why have they endured and new generations have come to love them as much as the rest of us did 40-plus years ago?
Well, let me tell you, it's for a very strange reason. Because I never give up. I remember when I was doing the Richard Pryor kids series, that was hard to get them. There was a press conference, and the New York Times was there, and this woman said, "Why are you doing these shows? Because of all the drugs you did, and you're like paying back?" He said, "No. Do you know Marty Krofft?" She said, "No." He said, "Well, if you knew him, if he was in your room, you get him the hell out of the room, say yes, because you'll never get rid of him." So that's basically, I don't give up. So, you know, and you're going for, we've never gone in with two shows. That's a wrong thing to do. You're going with one idea, and you drive it home, or you don't. I mean, we're not batting 1,000 in that area, because that's a tough one. These people at the networks, all these executives, you know, they hear pitches every day. So you got to go in and have a sense of humor and do whatever I know how to do.
These shows,
and then, of course, we have a track record after we did Puffin Stuff. And as we went on, we had more of a track record. So they did listen a lot better. They listened with two ears instead of one.
We're talking with Marty Krofft here on Downtown. I have to ask you about a story that some people say is urban legend, but I've always believed it to be true. The basketball great Bill Laimbeer played a sleestak.
That's right. I got him out of college. In fact, he still calls. Every time he has a dinner, he says, can I get a clip of Land of the Lost? I was, and I want to show it to everybody. So he credits us with making him a bad guy with basketball.
You mentioned the Richard Pryor show, Pryor's Place, which was such a bold move to make. You also produced some wonderful specials in the 80s with Donnie and Marie Osmond, Barbara Mandrell and the Mandrell sisters. Was that a nice change of pace for you and your brother to go in that direction?
Well, you know, that was, you know, we were from entertainment, doing nightclubs and doing adult shows with the Puppets. You know, we were the opening act for Liberace, Judy Garland, Frank Sinatra. So, you know, that's where it began with all of our puppet shows. And in fact, you know, we played all over the country with these stars. And, you know, most producers don't, you know, they fly from L.A. to New York. But we get the feel of all the people in all these cities. And we were the creative heads and had our puppet shows in all the theaters at the Six Flag Parks. So that was, you know, we played to a couple million people there. So this is not overnight. And I forgot your question.
Well, listen, congratulations on this wonderful honor from the Television Academy. You and Sid approaching your golden anniversary of producing for TV, but you, of course, you've been together for a lot longer than that. We congratulate you on the award and hope that you continue to make wonderful TV.
You know, the lifetime achievement of what sounds like you're already on the farm. But we're, you know, our company's going to thrive. I've got three daughters, the next generation. I got a little two-year-old kid that's the third generation. So we're in good shape. We probably have more relatives than Disney has.
Well, we're glad to hear that. Marty, thank you so much for making time to visit with us today.
Okay, thanks.